pot smells delicious, and it's the base for our ultimate beef stew. Now we're talking about beef stew.
Beef stew. Try this beef stew. Try this beef stew.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Hi, have a good night. It is a good night. It's Friday night. Friday the 13th, to be exact. This your girl, K. Nicole, and this is Ladies Night. Hey, and you know, as always, your girl got something we going to discuss today. Something I think people think about. Something I think people want to know. You know, today, my topic is, should a person stay in a relationship just for the children? You know, we're going to talk about more than the top 10 reasons a person would stay in a relationship. And, you know, we're going to talk about why. It could be negative, it could be positive that a person stay in a relationship with, you know, for the children. My personal opinion is that I think it's possible. Anything is possible, you know, especially financially. If financially you don't have the money, you know, to separate and live in separate places, then y'all need to come to an agreement with something. I think that's one reason why people stay in a relationship together, you know. And then, you know, second, you have the person that maybe she's not really, you know, or he, maybe he's, you know, you just think the kids are better. You got a good relationship, you know how to work it out, and you have a, you know, some kind of schedule, some kind of plan where you guys are living, and, you know, you got the kids, you're taking care of the kids. And then again, you know, I don't think you have to live together, you know what I'm saying, to be good parents and to, and, you know, to take care of your children. I think everybody can compromise, you know, and I definitely think there's negatives to it, you know what I'm saying? You could definitely have a negative side to it, you know? You're an abusive relationship. You know it's bad for the kids. You know you're not supposed to be with this person. You know what you're supposed to do. So if y'all go ahead and split it up, y'all need to split up and get rid of it, because if you're in a miserable relationship, the kids are definitely unhappy anyway. So y'all two being together and miserable are making the kids miserable too. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to get into some music real quick, and then I'm going to go into the top 10 reasons why. The top 10 reasons why, you know, anybody would stay in a relationship that's failing, that you're unhappy in. You know, this your girl, K. Nicole, Beef Stew Radio. We in the building.
There's a fire starting in my heart, reaching a fever pitch, it's bringing me out the dark. Finally, I can see you crystal clear. Go ahead and shout me out, and I'll lay your ship bare. See, I'll leave with every piece of you.
how do you want it? You gon' back that thing up or should I push up on it? Temperature rising, okay, let's go to the next level. Dance floor jam-packed, hot as a tea kettle. I'll break it down for you now, baby, it's simple. If you be an info, I'll be an info. In the hotel or in the back of the rental, on the beach or in the park, it's whatever you into. Got the magic stick, I'm the love doctor. How your friends teaching you about how strong I got you. Wanna show me you can work it, baby? No problem, get on top and get to bounce around like a low rider. I'm a seasoned vet when it comes to this shit. After you work up a sweat, you can play with the stick. I'm trying to explain, baby, the best way I can. I melt in your mouth, girl, not in your hand.
I take you to the candy shop. I let you lick the lollipop. Go ahead, girl, don't you stop. Keep going till you hit the spot. Whoa.
I'm on top ride like you're in a rodeo. You ain't never heard it sound like this before, cause I ain't never put it down like this. Soon as I come through the door, she get to pulling on my zipper. It's like it's a race who could get undressed quicker. Isn't it ironic how erotic it is to watch them thongs? Had me thinking about that ass after I'm gone. I touched the right spot at the right time. Lights on, a light off, she like it from behind.
Of course, you know he's always in the building. This is your girl, K. Nicole, and this is Ladies Night, and DJ Big Stu in the building, on the ones and twos. You already know.
What's going on? So I hear today's show. What's, well, no, I missed the first two things you said, but I know what today's topic is about. So can you refresh me?
Well, yeah, you know, today's topic is... should a couple stay in a relationship? Should a person stay in a relationship just for the sake of the children? Or should a person be in a relationship just for the sake of the children?
Sometimes, yeah. Sometimes I think, yeah. Because, you know, when you have kids, you make a commitment. So, you know what I'm saying? I mean, but if it's really affecting the kids and hurting the kids, then no. But sometimes... you know, you got to try just for the kids to keep the family because everything ain't easy.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. You know, I think if possible, you know, just make it work for the family, you know. I think if possible, if you can, you know, work it out, you know what I'm saying? It's times are hard right now, but, you know, there's a lot of reasons why a person would stay in a relationship just for the sake of the children, you know. It's better security, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes it's hard out there, one person or another. But, I mean, you know, you got to do what's best for the kids. Sometimes if the relationship it's got a negative vibe, the kids could feel that too, you know. And
well, especially with minority families, you know, we got a high rate of the family breaking up anyway. And then just saying overall, the divorce rate is high in America at this point in time. So, you know, with those stats basically overwhelming, we should just, like, you know, just try our best to, you know, to make your family work. There should be a lot more making the family work, especially in, you know, the African-American and Hispanic families, because we have a lot of broken families as it is.
Well said. So I'm getting to the top 10 reasons. They got 10 reasons why you would stay in a relationship you're unhappy with. And the one we're definitely discussing right now, for the sake of the children. Children are the worst sufferers when it comes to divorces and, you know, broken relationships. Many parents will just decide to just stay unhappy, you know what I'm saying, just for the sake and just because they love their children and they don't want, you know, they don't want to cause no harm to them. But sometimes, like we just was discussing, it can be negative. If it's negative, and you know the kids are suffering, and the kids look like, you know, they're going through, you and her arguing, or y'all having a fight, so whatever the situation is, if it's just a negative vibe, period, it can affect the children.
It does affect children, because sometimes it affects children when they go to school, it affects them on how they adapt to other kids, they take out that anger that they see in, with the parents using, and they reflect it on other kids while they're in school. also it affects their work because, you know, they're unhappy. You know what I'm saying? And if it's on and on and on, the kid will be definitely unhappy.
Great, DJ Briggs, too, man. You know, sometimes you just got to put yourself to the side and do what you got to do for the children, you know? And that's either or. Either which way seems to be the best way, you know? Whatever makes you have the kids happy. But if you can possibly keep the family together and work it out, that's the best way to go. We're going to get into, okay, there's 10 different, I got the top 10. There's plenty reasons why anybody would stay in a relationship they're unhappy in. Number 10 on the list. Okay, number 10, being forced to stay together. Now, you know, that's a whole different stay in a relationship.
What must you mean being forced? There's no such thing as being forced.
Well, it depends on the, you're right, it depends on the force, because sometimes you are forced to stay together. Sometimes you could be, like, really not, you know, it's just not there. You know who's not there, she knows not there, he knows not there, and but you don't have the money. Your financial status is not that great, you know what I'm saying? Or, you know, just things in society. You don't want to look like you are the person that's the statistic, you know what I'm saying?
I don't agree with that one.
No, there's people that stay in a relationship because they don't want nobody else to know that their relationships is failing.
Yeah, but, you know, but if you're forced in a relationship, why be totally, totally, I mean, there's a lot of things that, like I said, sometimes in relationships, people go to period times where it gets really, really hard. But if it gets to the point where you just be like, after it, nothing's going right, but I'm just staying here, you're not going to never really be happy, and it's going to even get worse. It's never going to get better, because it's going to be that one day it's going to explode, and that's what's going to happen. So it's never going to get better.
You know, some people stay together for the simple reason of their families. It's like a family thing. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you grow up in that type of family where you get married, and that's what you're supposed to do.
And, I mean, only in those countries where they ban you, they know the only reason why they stay together because, all right, this is basically saying, if you don't be with him, I'm gonna ban you, take all your money from you, you know?
What, if you're not, yeah, that's what I said. Sometimes some people get forced into it that way.
Yeah.
Number
9,
let me go backwards down the list. Freedom to live independent life. Some people choose to stay together even though they know it don't work and then say, you know what, the kids are here, we go do us, but when we get home, you know, we pretend like it's just, we just living our life. That's it.
Well, I don't agree with that one.
I don't know. I guess whatever works for whoever. I think it still hurts. It hurts still no matter what. Or you really just not into that person, and that's crazy, though.
I agree with that one. Because, you know, if you got to get to the point where you stay in there, there's going to always be feelings with that. And then, you know, the one day you see something you don't want to see, there's going to be a big explosion in the house. So I think if once you get to that point, that is definitely that y'all do it, y'all, and you both agree to do y'all, I think you need to just, you know, move on and go to, you know, fellas, get you a little room somewhere, get a little studio apartment, try to keep it near your family, but just move on. I think that would be the best thing because to try to live there with all that going on, and eventually somebody, whether it's a female or the male, knowing that you, the other person's with somebody else, and it might be a day you have a hard day with the kids while that person out, things may change different. So I think y'all should move on from each other.
I agree with you, DJ Biggs, too, definitely. But, you know, everybody has their own arrangements for what fits their life. You know what I'm saying? If you and that person can handle that and y'all together for the kids and the kids is in the house happy, they see their mother, their daddy, and you and your partner have a secret relationship, you know, your own side life, It don't even necessarily
it
mean
it didn't work for Will and Jada. They ain't getting divorced.
Nah, they not even getting divorced. That people, everybody all in their business, they not even getting divorced, I'm telling you.
All right, well, whatever. It didn't work out for them.
Nah, they still together. It's working out.
I
but
mean,
I'm just saying that's
they separated?
No, they got on. They up there now saying that people just talking. It's rumors. No, but I'm gonna tell you this. You know, you gotta do is fix you. I do feel like that's probably hard to do. You know, you see the other person. You know. I guess if that type of situation, you're not bringing no females around, she's not bringing no males around, but you know that person is probably out, whatever, you out, whatever. I mean, that's probably a hard thing to deal with, but you know.
So what they're not supposed to see in the same bed, obviously.
I mean, if they do, maybe they have a king-size bed or something. Maybe they have two beds in the room, like they do in a hotel.
I don't know.
Some people, listen, some things work for some and some don't. You know what I'm saying?
I
think it could be hard because, you know, feelings is feelings, you know?
I believe I would move on somewhere.
Number 8, property. Some people stay together because they have accumulated wealth together. I am saying like a house, a business, or even, you know, pets, dogs, both, whatever. Some people just say, you know what, we just used to this life. This is just is what it is. We got a business together. We own this house. It costs too much. It's too much paperwork, too much to do, too much. We just going to live together.
Well, that's why I would move out. I'll be like, you know what, you're right. You don't got to do this, but I don't got to live here. I can go get another little bit of spot money, and you know that we got this wealth together to make it better for us together. Let me take a certain amount of month to go get myself together to accustom to what we live in, because I'm leaving you with accustomed to what we live in. And that's basically it. And that would be the fair thing to do. And we pay for something for me. But I don't think I should still just live there.
I mean, you know what? Some people be just, I don't know. I think in some of these instances, they must still be messing with each other, but they have open relationships. You know? It works for some it doesn't work for. Loneliness. Number 7. Many people stay in an unhappy marriage or relationship as they are lonely and have no parents, no real family, you know what I'm saying, not too many friends to turn to. They find security in the marriage even when they are not happy. What do you think about that?
That the ones that's lonely, you know what I'm saying? They wouldn't be lonely if they found something in themselves to do. You know what I'm saying? I'm being honest with you. It's
not. Sometimes, come on. Sometimes the relationship is just like, I don't know, like you said, sometimes it gets to a hit point, a hard point, where it's like, I don't even have nothing in common no more. And it is can be lonely if you and that lonely. This person right here is lonely as far as they don't really have that much friends or family. They're used to the life that they live with their husband, even though they're not happy, so they just stay in it. Or wife.
I don't know. Okay.
I don't know. See, everybody has
their. Yeah, because everybody can go out and not be lonely. You know, if they really, I know you want to stay in it, but if you're lonely, you know.
It's not easy to just go find somebody you could just be with, especially after you've been with somebody for years and years and years and years and years. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know. That one I pass on. I have no information for that one.
Number 6, guilt. Those who have opted for a loveless marriage, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes they feel guilty, like they feel like I can't do it because of the kids. I'm not right, I'm wrong, maybe I'm wrong, you know what I'm saying? They feel guilty for being the one, for being the one that's going to break it up.
Yeah, let's go into the music on that one. I don't even touch that one.
Yeah, we come back in. I'll talk about it some more when we come back. Then I get into number 5. This is your girl, Kane and Cole, with DJ Big Stool. This is Ladies Night.
Yeah. Fresh one.
Now, talk about it.
R.I.P. to all the real niggas worldwide. Salute. Real shit. I ride for my niggas, dawg. I ride for my niggas. I slide for my niggas, dawg. I ride for my niggas.
Take it, man. Niggas tryna get at me.
Dawg.
I ride for my niggas.
Take it, man. Niggas tryna get at me.
I ride for my niggas. Damn, life so short. Fuck it, I don't wanna go to court. Fuck it, got a budget for the lawyer though. Fuck it, I'm on the run for the mark. I'm in the fuck, paid 200 for it. My little nigga thuggin', even got me paranoid. I'm getting money, that's a nitty nigga category. Double M, I got G's out in California. I ride for my niggas, dawg. I ride for my niggas. I slide for my niggas down. I ride for my niggas.
Take it, man. Niggas tryna get at me.
It bothers me when the guards get to acting like the broads. Guess everything doesn't come complete with niggas like ours. That's why I see no need to compete with niggas like y'all. I just ask that when you see me, you speak up, nigga, that's all. Don't be ducking like you never wanted nothing. It's feeling like rap changed. It wasn't time, it was rugged. Back when if a nigga reached, it was for the weapon. Nowadays, niggas reach just to study records. Spaghetti bolognese in the Polo Lounge. Me and my G from D.C., that's how I roll around. Might look like, but we heavy though. You think Drake will pull some shit like that, you never know. $1 million meetings in the Polo Lounge. Me and my man Oliver North, that's how I roll around. Shorty wanna tell me secrets about a rap nigga. I tell that bitch it's more attractive when you hold it down. Kobe about to lose 150 M's. Kobe my nigga, I hate it had to be him. Bitch, you wasn't with me shooting in the gym.
Bitch, you wasn't with me shooting in the gym.
Tell Lucy and I said, fuck it, I'm tearing holes in my budget. Bag her like we in public, just take her ass out in public. Ordered it up for late, told her butterflies, she'll love it. She used to soda and nuggets, she really just tired thugging. I'm just hitting my pinnacle, you a pussy identical. You like the fucking finish line, we can't wait to run into you. But let me get my mind off that young rich motherfucker getting mine off rap with my nigga.
I ride for my nigga, dawg. I ride for my nigga. I slide for my nigga, dawg. I ride for my nigga.
Thank you, man. Nigga tryna get at me.
Dawg.
I ride for my nigga.
My motto is Chicago, bitch. Everybody knows you're sweet. What the problem is? Don't play dumb. I'm the one that acknowledged it. Son of a bitch, I imagine what your father is. She said how you make your opponent the rapper of the moment. The style, he don't own it. Acting all hard, really hardly like that. You gon' mess around and make me catch your body like that. Don't do it, cause every song you make, yo, is really whole music. I heard you said you wasn't a bitch cause you sing. You a bitch cause you clean like a bitch that's 18. Can't say my name but rap about a nigga's wife. You so black and white trying to live a nigga's life. I'm taking too long with this amateur guy. You ain't wetting nobody, nigga, you Canada dry. Stop, nigga. Make no mistake, I'm talking to Drake. It's the remix. Rick Ross, Common, and that whole ass nigga.
Nah, man to man, don't hide behind them other niggas. Nah, this man to man, you can't run behind them, man. This is a real man shit right here.
Thank you.
wind is blowing in your face. Sometimes in life you don't see straight.
Pray to him, he will show.
When your head is in a certain place, nobody around to make you safe.
And strong, and you will grow. Wait till you see my smile. Wait till they see me.
Yes, K Nicole, DJ Big Stu, this is Ladies Night, and we in the building. Ah, took your words, DJ Big Stu. This is your girl, K Nicole. What up, DJ Big Stu? We going down the list. We was on number six.
And where you at now?
We still on number six because we were talking about guilt.
Guilt. Guilt is the number one thing that keeps families together.
Yeah, it's a lot of, you start feeling like, yo, I don't want to be the bad one, or you start feeling like, you start feeling like my parents going to be disappointed in me, people going to be disappointed in us, you start worrying about what others are thinking.
Guilt is the number one, guilt, good or bad, it was, when I say good or bad, I mean to have another good guilt, because sometimes guilt makes you want to change. Sometimes you never change and you just feel guilty because you don't change. Sometimes you're guilty because you want to go, but then you're guilty because you're staying and you're not telling the truth that you want to go. But there's so much guilt in a relationship when it's like that.
Yeah, definitely, you know. And guilt, you know what I'm saying? I think guilt do hold a lot of relationships together. We're going to say number five, society and religion. People get in divorce or an unhappy relationship are looked down by society and some religion, especially with divorce. So many men and women pretend that they have a happy marriage just to save face, just to look, you know, happy for others, even when they're suffering.
Nope. Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah, definitely. People do that a lot. I don't know. I just think, you know, I don't know. Sometimes suffering can make you crazy, I'm telling you, man. So I don't know. But it's true. A lot of people do stay in these type of relationships or stay stuck in a relationship that they're unhappy in. They're not.
But a lot of those relationships turn out tragic, too.
Yeah, some of them, especially in that case where you just suffering in a relationship. And this is to the point where you feel like you suffering. You feel like, yo, it's just suffering. That's just such a hard word, right?
When suffering. People suffer, they be oppressed. And when people get tired of being oppressed and suffering, they uplift.
Yeah.
And it could be in different ways. It could be in the way of they got you mentally suffering or cheating on you or something like that, and then you just throw a frying pan at them or throw some hot grease on them. Then it could be, you know, you just start waiting like hell and take a whole bunch of clothes out the closet and burn the clothes up. Or it could be you just move on and get on with your life. And that could be the same, you know, uplifting, you know, that you would get from any, for the term uplifting that you would think of just people being oppressed.
Yeah, yeah, getting away from the situation, definitely. I mean, yeah, people react in a whole lot of different ways. Like you said, when you, I think you're in that type of relationship where you're suffering and you don't feel like there's no way out, there can, it can be toxic, you know? Number four, do not want to be like their parents. Some people do that. Some people stay in relationships because they feel like my parents didn't make it. I don't want to be like that. I want to make it happen. I want my kids to grow up in a two-family home. You know, my family has a history of divorce. I don't want to be like that.
And well, you still grow up in a two-family home. You mean a two-parent family.
I mean, you
family.
Know, two-parent family.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about. We all know what
I'm
talking about.
Right. I grew up in a two-family
right.
home.
A two-parent family. Thank you for correcting me, Big Sue. Thank you.
Well, let's just say that's a little true, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Most of the time you feel like that. You don't want to be a failure, you know what I'm saying? You feel like your parents broke up, especially if you grew up rough from a divorce or a broken relationship, you know?
But, you know, let's move on to that one. That one's kind of, I don't know.
Nah, I like that one, you know what I'm saying? I think it's, you know, you do stuff like that, especially you look at your parents' relationship is horrible, and shit, you know what I'm saying?
But it's life. It's not, your relationship's got to be horrible, too. If you should look at, if your parents broke up in a positive way,
Yeah. But sometimes you know it's forced. Sometimes you know.
From what they want to do.
But sometimes you know it's forced, though. Some people force it and say they just can't. They don't want to seem like this, especially in the eyes of their parent. They don't want to seem like that failure. You know?
This is a new millennium, new century.
It don't matter. Tradition is tradition in some people's eyes. You know what I'm saying?
Tradition is thrown out the water.
And some religions, not in all.
Not in religions, just in the world today that we live in.
And some, that's in the beholder of the
marriage,
religion.
You know, things are different.
I agree with that. But that's in the beholder of the religion, you know.
We have a black president. Things are different.
Yeah, things are definitely different, but everybody ain't following all our rules. They got their own stuff going on.
No, but when I say we got a black president, everybody, you know, we things are different. Is that things that when we had a Republican president, you you know, when you got George Bush. So that didn't matter what Bush was in office, but it seems to totally matter so much now that Obama's in office. So that's what I mean.
Yeah, I agree with you on that.
Things are different.
Okay, number three, low self-esteem. Some men and women have low self-esteem. They are not aware of their own worth and do not realize they can do better. Many even lose hope or ever being happy again. That's amazing. I think that's a definitely that's a toxic relationship. You in a relationship where you don't even feel like it's ever gonna be you ever gonna be happy. You just gonna be miserable for the rest of your life.
That comes back to the first joint you said when you said you don't want to leave. You gotta leave. If that's the case, because how are you gonna make yourself better if yourself is always put down?
True, it's true. But this person already got the low self-esteem, so you know she got a key.
The only way to make yourself better is to you know get a higher self-esteem and to get out of that relationship.
I agree, man. This is terrible. He or she, the man or the woman, got a real low self-esteem. Don't even know they're worth anything. Feel like they can't do better. Don't deserve better. That's horrible. I think you need to get up and get out of that relationship quick, fast.
We have somebody on the line.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello, are you there?
Hey. You got me?
Who is this?
This is Cute Papi from the Bronx.
Cute Papi. Hey, Papi.
You got me inside the radio?
So, you on the radio, Pop.
Yeah, okay, you on the radio.
Inside, that's it.
Now, what you feel about this subject, Pop?
Well, for one thing, these two, you got echo in there. That you sound like an alien or something in there.
Okay.
But anyway, this is what I want to say about that. Because when you have your teenagers, it's no good that sometimes they don't know that you're not together. But you got a solution. If you don't love your wife, you don't love your husband, this is what you do to make the children think you're still together, but you're not together no more. But in the daytime, they see you maybe before they go to school or something. But when they come home, right, that maybe they come home, you tell them, do your homework, you know, a little Malico or a little Spontanation or something. That's, you know, you tell them that. Do your homework. Go in there. Do it. That at night time, okay, me and mom, we're going to sleep. And what you do, you get a cardboard cutout of yourself. You know?
A cardboard cutout?
The cardboard cutout, and you put that in the bed next to the woman. That's the way I do it. You put it next to the woman, then you go outside, you go do what you have to do with your life, then you know, they don't know. They come in there, oh, mommy, buddy. And then the lady just say, hey, your papi is sleeping, don't bother him. And you get pop out, you come in here. So they don't know.
So you put the cardboard board next to her, and she don't know the wiser.
No. The wife, she knows sometimes, but not this for the kids. The kids don't know the difference. They come inside, they don't know that the puppy. They say, oh, puppy sleep heavy. You know, you put tape recorder under there, the snoring. You know like that.
But that depends on the wife if she wanna say you sleep.
But I should know sometimes.
No, but with the wife. But what you do to keep her happy, you put in the cardboard, you put extra piece of wood right there.
Okay.
That if she get bored, then, you know, she could help herself in your image, you know?
Hmm.
That don't make
right.
sense?
I don't know if I'm agree with you on that one.
I don't know.
But Pop, the only thing is, do you think to stay together or break up?
For the kids.
No, you stay together for the kids because in the morning you come, you give them the cereal and everything they need, and at night time you put the cardboard, then you go outside, you do what you want. But the kids don't know. They grow up with two parents and one carpool. They don't know it.
All right, stay on the line, Poppy. I'm still reading the list. So, number two, money and perks. Sometimes women or men stay in their marriages because of the comfort and perks. We talked about that, that the husband or the wife provide for the you know. So, definitely, we got people that have women got to do nothing with the kids. They definitely stay with somebody for the money.
What you say about that, Pop?
You have to be good. You stay the financial and the money. That's good. Because you have to use that same money for the couple.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know what I'm talking about? You don't hear?
I don't really understand you.
No, you said that the people, they stay together for financial.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to do that. You put your money together, you afford the cardboard. The cardboard is expensive. It's a recession.
Cardboard.
Bye, nigga.
Hey, go to the next one. You're crazy right now. This one.
All right, Bob. I mean, I'm trying to be with you. I understand you, Pop, but, you know, you're crazy.
No,
so let me ask you, Pop. Have you ever left your family?
I left five family, but I come back all the time.
Mm-hmm. You come back?
You come back to all five of them?
Huh?
Go to all five of them?
Yeah, you know, that's why I did the money for the cowboy. I got four cowboys.
Yeah.
And then myself, four cowboys.
How do you give all of them breakfast in the morning?
Oh, it's difficult, but you got to do it. Because you got to do it out of home.
All right.
We got number one coming up.
All right. So we got Poppy.
Poppy. Let me go on to number one, and then probably get into a little bit. Music or something. Okay, number one, the main topic of the day, we stay in relationship for the sake of the children. So, we all agree that it's, you know what I'm saying, for the sake of the children. We should stay together long as we have some kind of sanity. We can't be crazy and be, you know, fighting and arguing and have just miserable. You got people with low self-esteem, all that stuff. That stuff makes the kids sad, too. The kids are affected with all of that. So you can't just always... Sometimes it just don't work. You just got to do what you got to do. But if it's possible, if you could be civil with each other, at least for the sake of the children, or at least try to make it work, you know what I'm saying? Then, for the sake of the children, you should keep the family together.
Well,
you all agree?
I want to hear Poppy
too. Together, for the family, boy,
How are you together with them?
Poppy?
Cowboy.
Yeah, how are you together with five families like that?
Yeah, you put the five families, you get the four cowboys, and you stay with the one most time, and the other one, you come there for one for breakfast, one for dinner. You know?
So is it your religion that make you have five families, or are you just a player?
No, I'm a player. Like, okay, like, I got well, my one son, Malik. I got Juan de Lenga. I got Jose. Now listen, I got Jose. And then I got 56.
Nah, I can hear some African-American women in there.
My son, I named him 56.
So, is it African American women?
No, that's so. I got African American. I got Puerto Rico, and then I put myself in, what do you call it? You know, no, Indian, but the other one.
Arab.
I just call her Indian, but she's not Indian.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, my son 56. Sometimes 56, he wrong. I think he wrong at the top. Huh?
Why you never 56?
Why 56?
Yeah.
Because we have that night, 56 drink, right? Mm-hmm. And
you say you drink.
Huh?
So vitamin water?
No, no, Corona. We have 56. I have 56 Corona that night.
Okay.
Right? And then, pumping. I don't want to say it, but, you know, it was 56 times. And that night, the San Francisco, they have 56 points. So, I mean,
so you're a legend.
You're definitely a legend.
56 down here. That's what I tell you.
Five families. How many kids? How many grandkids?
No grandkids yet. If anybody's out there doing something, they're gonna get spanking. They're not there. They're not out there. They're too young. I know they're to become puppy.
So how old is your oldest?
My oldest is 24. But you know.
She's
not doing that.
She
can't live out with nobody. That's it.
You sound like Scarface. Told me my dad was that.
She's a woman. She's a woman. She has to get with somebody.
Just because I get the accent, all of a sudden, thing, like Scarface,
You're about a man for a minute, you know?
I hear it all the time. It's okay. No, it's okay. I hear it.
He's going to stay with all five of his family for the kids.
For the sake of the kids.
Can you know, would you mind saying your wife's name?
What are you doing? FBI again? I'm telling you, FBI, because he always put his own thing to get me thrown. I'm telling you, the Babylon speaker. I can put that in the Babylon speaker.
But I mean, if you're a player, Pop, you know, you live in that way, they don't know.
I'm not a player.
Because you're Poppy, they don't know who you are.
I'm not a player. You know, Big Pong?
Yeah.
You know what he said? But he's not a player, he just crush your laugh. That's me.
You crush your laugh?
I crush your
family. You sure do, you got five families.
I crush like the cheap soda, I crush like velvet, I crush like me.
Okay.
You know?
Alright. You gotta stand up a lot. Right now, are you in a relationship that you regret? And that you just staying there with your wife, that's with you now.
No, I love both my wives.
Both your wives?
All of them.
How old are they?
How old?
Yeah.
Wow. Do you know the ladies don't tend to hate?
Huh?
You trying to get me in trouble again? What happened?
Hey, why? I'm pretty sure they're all over 18, right?
Yeah, but you don't tell the woman age. The woman don't want to go out there like that.
He probably got a young one in there somewhere, but somebody older, because they got a 24-year-old baby.
Well, is it true that you have a 16-year-old girl, Pop?
What?
Is it true that you dated a 16-year-old girl before?
16?
Yeah.
No, man.
No?
I don't go that young.
What's the youngest you go?
That is the down there looks like I say hey, no good.
Mhm. So that's the youngest you go for?
What if she looks perfect
down there, but she's she's real young.
No, that is not gonna look down there.
Probably old. He might not be messing with nobody that young.
Huh? What he trying to do to me, Taylor Cole? What he trying to do to me?
You got a 24-year-old. You ain't young, Pop.
He trying to put me in some kind of trouble all the time, telling
no,
me.
No. I'm on your side, Poppy. Poppy say he don't have no 16-year-old.
Don't got no 16. That's crazy. Who's 16?
All right, Pop. So, you know. We're going to get into some more music. You,
yeah.
You want to say before you go?
I just want to thank you. I love the show. I love the topics. I love my kids. I love
Thanks, Pop. Thanks for calling in. Oh, you can stay on the line, man. We got some music playing. We're going to play some music. This is your girl, K. Nicole, with DJ Big Stu in the building. We coming in. We playing it. Beats to Radio.
Make it somehow, even though it hurts, my pride won't let it show. I'm trying to move on, but it got to the point where it's invading my mind, girl. Can't get it out, I can't get it out. I didn't want to lose you, and now that it's over, can't seem to get over it. And the radio ain't making
on the
it better.
Radio, I can't help but turn it down when it comes on. Spinning every day, yeah, all day. It's your favorite song, girl. Reminding me I'm wrong, oh. It keeps playing over and over and over again. On the radio, I can't help but turn it down when it comes on. Spinning every day, yeah, all day. It's your favorite song, girl. Reminding me I'm wrong, oh. It keeps playing over and over and over again. I know I was wrong, but she won't forgive me. Even if she do, she sure won't forget it.
Gotta live with this for the rest of our lives. No matter how much I try to make it right, it won't. Made in my mind, girl. I didn't want to lose you. And now that it's over, can't seem to get over.
Gotta feel me, put your hands up. I know somebody out there feels me, so won't just put your hands up. If you feel me, won't you go and put your hands up now, yeah.
Get to the point where it's invading my mind, girl. Can't get it out, I can't get it out. I didn't want to lose you. And now that it's over, can't seem to get over it. And the radio way making it better.
Yes, 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 yes. K. Nicole just stepped out for a little bit, you know what I'm saying? She had to make a little quick run, but I'm, you know, she's done an hour of her show. I'm rocking. I'm in the building. I'm doing what I do. Poppy, you still there with me?
Hey, what song was that?
Hey, Pop, what's going on, man?
And who did that song you just played?
That was Day 26 on the radio. You
like that song, Bobby? That part
like
is safe.
Huh? You like that song?
Yeah, it's okay. But I don't get it, 26 days. That's no good. What happened
to
the rest 26 of the
month? The group that Puff Daddy put together.
Yeah, but what happened to the rest of the month? They only put 26 days.
Yeah, they didn't want to use the rest of the month. They only used a few of the month days.
Yeah, that's no good. That's why they're not together no more, because they don't put 31 days.
Yeah, well, that's the new album. I think that's a new song of theirs. I think they're together.
Ah.
Maybe a few different members, but you know.
Maybe they did 25 now. Maybe they're one of them.
You know how it goes. You know, you switch members of the group. Along with the two of the regular guys, you know, you're all right.
Oh, okay. How's that?
Now, Pop, I heard you used to be in the group back in the day.
Yeah.
What's the name?
No, it was Pepe and the gang.
Pepe and the gang.
Pepe and the gang.
So what y'all was Travis version of Cool in the Gang?
Huh?
Y'all was like a tight version of Cool in the Gang?
No, I think that we put our name together before Cool in the Gang. Maybe they got from us, because we was Pepe in the Gang a long time ago. The only thing was we only had the drummer, everybody else had the trumpets.
You had a whole bunch of guys playing trumpet?
It was five trumpets and one drums. It didn't work.
All right. You read me in front of the back.
That's crazy.
Yeah?
I mean, that's crazy, you know, five trumpets and one drum.
Five trumpets, one drum, because nobody want to pull the guitar, nobody want to pull flute, clarinet, nobody want to do nothing. Everybody go, I want to put trumpet. So we try, but it's no good. Pepe and the Gang only put out one song, that's it.
What was the name of that song?
It was called Come Outside Tonight, because I want to see you on this good.
That's a long title, Pop.
But that's what happened. That the page, we ran out of paper to put to study and to advertise the album. We couldn't do it. There's too many words. It takes up the whole page. That's it.
Okay. All right, Pop. So let's play some music right now, and I'll be right back.
Okay, I'm ready to play it.
Running through the city, squad on deck, bottles on ice like trunk cut a check. If you ever doubted me, the joke's on you. All expenses paid, got bread, me too. Chilling on the psycho, lounging out in Brooklyn, sticking to the script, never strike out looking. Y'all can't phase me, why would you try to? My word means everything, put that on vinyl. Put me in the garden, ready for the big lights. Chicks want my number now, after all they fist fight. 4, 5, 6, y'all, that's what I spit like. Smooth like a criminal, love to keep that bitch right. Nah, I'm not a rapper, please don't confuse me. No limitation, my life a movie. No gravitation, rappers don't move me. Throw them shades on, then I'm gone, it's just I'm gonna do what I gotta. You can't do me nada. Sala de mi cara. Blacka, blacka. I'm gonna do what I gotta. You can't do me nada. Sala de mi cara. Blacka, blacka. I'm gonna do what I gotta. You can't do me nada. Sala de mi cara. Blacka, blacka. I'm gonna do what I gotta. You can't do me nada. Sala de mi cara. Blacka, blacka. Never was a quitter, yes, I'm a winner. Been through hell, that's why I love winners. Raised in the PJs, that's where I came from. Been going hard, ever since day one. Yes, use my mojo, training in my dojo. Tell me what you want, fast or that slow. Slow buck on the highway, getting hit the shots. Fast life, baby, hey, day of Friday. Raised in the slums, by the vultures and crumbs. Baby mama child support, all that is done. It's a new day, I'm affiliated now. Hot theft on Blu-ray at the center of the crowd. Always on my hood shit, rolling up that good shit. shit. Business man is tired like I wish you really would shit. Nothing take the bullshit. Pardon all my regimen. Rebel gentleman, hell of fame. How we get it?
I'ma do what I gotta. You can't do me nada. Sala de mi cara.
Blacka, blacka.
I'ma do what I gotta. You can't do me nada. Sala de mi cara.
Blacka, blacka.
I'ma do what I gotta. You can't do me nada. Sala de mi cara.
Blacka, blacka.
I'ma do what I gotta. You can't do me nada. Sala de mi cara.
Blacka, blacka.
Said I'm feeling like a millionaire. Next stop, billionaire. Is no limits. Ceiling was never shared. Now I'm like everywhere. No looking back though. Hit hard, Bogart. Crown like a Bronco. All by my PI. Deep like GI. Definition of a rider. Look it up. GI. Me lie never. Me so clever. They so phony. I'm like whatever. All in together now. Tear the whole club up. Bottle after bottle. We pop till you throw up. I earned my stripe like CC. Believe me. Damn, it feel good to be. Hot, be me, will be feeling it forever. Feel me, know that, hold that, I'm better than your ordinary, extraordinary, your favorite rapper. Damn right, I believe that I have to. Than your ordinary, extraordinary, your favorite rapper. Damn right, I believe that I have to.
Do what
beats to.
Yes, sir, we in the building. Yeah, I'm feeling really good. Yeah, it's DJ Big Stu. Yeah, you know, I just was playing with y'all, man, you know. Well, tonight, we know we're going to be on location. We, you know, K. Nicole headed out already. I'm about ready to head out. We will be in the clubs tonight. We're going to be doing our thing in a few clubs tonight. We will be making an appearance in the club downtown tonight. For those of y'all already know, we're going to a private screening. A private production, going to meet the Kappa down there. It's going to be real big. Can't give you the address because everybody ain't invited. But you know that's how we're doing it real big right now. We're going to be chilling with all the stars right now. So what I'm going to say real quick, on the 5, on the 6, I'm going to let you know where we at.
Beat 2.
Sometimes I think they don't hear me. I'm going to let you know where we at.
Beat 2.
I really think they don't hear me. Before I go, I got to let them know where I'm at. I really got to know where I'm at.
This pot smells delicious, and it's the base for our ultimate beef stew.
Beef stew.
Now, we're talking about beef stew.
Try this beef.
Good night, y'all. Tune in tomorrow night. Sayonara.